Thank you all. Thank you. Praise God forever. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, for sending your Son. He is our hope. He is our blessed hope. And Father, with him, we got everything. We got everything we would ever need, plus eternal life. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you will speak through me this message. Father God, speak through me and help me to leave off what you want and say what you want me to say, Father, because I speak your word, but you impart to the hearts of your people, Father God. And I ask you to give them listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father, to receive what the Spirit imparts. And Father, I appreciate that and I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I am speaking on your victory is hidden in your praise. Okay, now think about this. Our praise and worship is a response on our part for God's love, his kindness, his long-suffering, his mercy, his compassion, his understanding, his grace and favor, and many more, but that's what I just lined out. But I want to go back for 1 minute. Our response to his understanding. A lot of people say, I don't know if God understands. I mean, it was such a mess maybe in their life. But I one day God sent me to Isaiah 40, 28. That's Isaiah 40, 28. And he says his understanding is unmeasurable. It cannot even be measured. He knows everything and he understands and he cares. Hallelujah. And this is one of my favorite scriptures, Psalms 150 verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And many times I have had to go when Satan was messing with me, and I have put my finger right on that scripture and I says, no, 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 no. God says, let everything that has breath, and I'm going to praise him. I got Bible on it. I'm going to praise him. And I just started praising. Didn't feel nothing. I mean, felt really dead as a doornail. But I always put my finger right on that scripture. Nope. Everything. Praise the Lord. Amen. And think about it. You cannot praise God without entering into victory. That's the way God set things up. He's a good God. Now, Pastor Sharon lent me a book one time called Glory. Okay, by Ruth Ward Heflin. And then she lent it to Patty. And then I wanted it back again, and I says, who's got the glory book? I mean, and I don't know if Patty ever did that. Who's got the glory book? We're passing it around. It's really, really a good book. Well, I kind of make messes in books, and so I thought maybe I better get my own. And I did get my own, and I'm thankful to this day. It's a very, 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 very good book, very informative book. Very anointed book to me. Okay. Now, God said to her, the author of the book, Ruth Ward Heflin, you sow to the heavens, and I will sow to the earth. Her and a small group would gather together to praise God, mostly in Israel. Then the Lord said one time, your praises delight me. It thrills my heart. It pleases me. Now, if their praises pleased God, our praises ain't no different, aren't no different. Our praises will praise just as much as theirs. And he went on to say, but I want you to praise me more. So they did. Okay. They also discovered that God likes praise louder than they were doing. I found this in Revelations 19, 5 and 6. 19, 5 and 6, Revelations. Then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. I've been saying that lately, just after I found this verse. Okay. Our praises rise, and it can sound like Niagara Falls. How many people have been to Niagara Falls? Okay, well then you messed up my sermon. Gonna have to go then. But I mean, honestly, God, it's almost traumatic. The poundage of water going over them. In fact, people like to get kind of close to it. I didn't even want to get that close. I mean, it was just, thunderous. Been there twice. It was so bad, I went there twice. Okay. Just declaring his omnipotence, his majesty, his glory. Use your voice as a trumpet to praise him. Use your voice for the king and his kingdom. Psalms 84:4. Blessed are those who dwell in God's house. They will still be praising him. It's supposed to be you, but anyways. Then in Isaiah 62:6, you who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. Now there you got to be a doer of the word. Do not keep silent means stick with it, do it all the time, continually. Psalms 34:1. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. And you really can do that. You really can do that. Just going around the house or just from one room to another or at work or something. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Very simple. And you think, you know, Satan's going to say, that's too simple. No. Just praise you, Jesus. Sometimes, I'm not kidding you, sometimes I just go, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I'm about 50 times. I don't care. God doesn't care. There is a bumper sticker that said at one time, I guess it's still there, praise the Lord anyhow, meaning whether you feel like it or not. So Hebrews 13:15 says, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. If we have nothing else to offer, we have our voice. He wants us to be as the heavenly hosts. They praise him, but we have a greater reason to praise him. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah! That's a hallelujah right there, y'all. Okay. Listen, praise is eternal, just as God is eternal. Just these little tidbits, okay. 2 Samuel 6:14. The ark was brought back to the city of David. And y'all know, David danced before the Lord with all his might, leaping and whirling. The author of the book said, don't let a day go by that you don't dance and praise the Lord. Well, you know, when I read that, I thought, hello. So I got up in my bedroom and I danced and praised the Lord. If you're going to do it, you know. By the way, there's an anointing on it. There's an anointing on it. Hallelujah. Remember, God said, you sow to the heavens, I will sow to the earth. Listen, God is a celebrating God. We should be a celebrating people. The author of the book, when she was in Jerusalem, they sang scriptures between each course of the meal. Well, you'd be starved by then, wouldn't you? But that's okay. That's what they do. Praise God forever. Praise God. Kind of excites me a little bit. Bring me home more food-ish. Okay. God loves festivals. That's why he has given the Jewish people so many of them. 2 Chronicles 30:21-23. So the children of Israel who were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And we have so many more things to be glad nowadays than then. Okay, great gladness. And the Levites and priests praised the Lord day by day, singing to the Lord, accompanied by loud instruments. Then the whole assembly agreed. That's a miracle right there, y'all. The whole assembly agreed. Pastor always says, Lord, if I can get them all to agreement. Okay, listen to this. The whole assembly agreed to keep the feast another 7 days. I mean, they were having so much fun. Think about it, y'all. This is what they did. And we have so much more to praise him about. The more you sing praises to God, the more he will fight your battles. True. Psalms 107:31. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Let them exalt him in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. Now, in this church, we sing this song. We sing this song in this church. Okay. And it goes like this. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise you in the heavens. That's God. Praise you in the heavens, joining with the angels. Praising you forever and a day. Praise you on the earth now, joining with creation. Calling all the nations to your peace. And it goes on to say, praise you in the morning, praise you in the evening, praise you when I'm young and when I'm old. Praise you when I'm laughing and praise you when I'm grieving. Praise you every season of my soul. Now think about that, y'all. Maybe you're frustrated or angry or sad or vexed or perplexed. But praise him every season of your soul. Now listen to this. The rest of it goes, if we could see how much you're worth, God, your power, your might, your endless love, surely we would never cease to praise you. Like that. Okay. Okay. And Psalms 34:1, I might already said this, I will bless the Lord at all times. All times, y'all, all times, good or bad, all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. You be a doer of the word. Remember, we are doers of the word. Okay, God said, you sow to the heavens, and I will sow to the earth. While you are praising, he is working on your problem. That's why Satan always fights praise. Because you can't praise very long without entering into victory. Hallelujah. Maybe a little victory. Maybe a big victory. Hallelujah. Okay, I have a testimony right here. Okay, I've given you a testimony about when Ish used to leave when he worked. He's a lazy bum now. No, he's just kidding. Okay, when he worked a long time ago. And go out of state, and I'm telling you, fear would just attack me. Practically, I could feel it. Okay, but I ain't going to go into that one now. But I would praise right out of, and the fear would leave. I praise and praise and praise and praise, and that fear would lift right out. Okay. But sometimes now I have bad dreams, and I get up in the morning, and I want to get rid of them, but they're going around in a circle, going around in a circle, going around in a circle. And I just start praising God. I just start praising. I'm praising, and I'm praising, and I'm praising, and I'm praising. It's gone. And I mean, folks, every single time. Now that is a testimony. Every single time. Power in praise. Remember, we are doers of the word. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Now take time one day, praise long enough for the burden removing, yoke destroying anointing to come into manifestation. Now, I'm closing. Okay. The author of the Glory Book said this. By the way, she had miracles, signs, and wonders and healings all the time in her services. All the time. anointed, just anointing, okay. She said, praise until the spirit of worship comes. Worship until the glory comes. Then stand in the glory and you will be changed. I like that. The glory realm is where healings, miracles take place. Remember, I pray you do this, be doers of the word. Let everything that has breath praise our Lord. And you can go Psalms 147, 48, 49. You can just speak them Psalms and you're praising him. Just speak them if you don't have that where you just praise God, praise God, praise God, like I do. Okay. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalms 150 and 6. Thank you. Praise God forever. Praise God forever. Praise God forever.